Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get back to the teacher vent line here. 404-255-3535 is the number. And if you're a teacher and you're frustrated with anything going on, could be another teacher, could be administration, could be one of your students, could be the parents to one of your students, which
That's
is really what
we're doing. It's mostly gripes about the parents.
Then you give our vent line a call, and it sort of is working as your therapist. You just go ahead and dump there because you can't say these things to the parents, mm-hmm. and you feel better about things. So this is our fourth now teacher vent line.
Your child is with me more hours of the day than they are with you. So if you expect them to behave and not get in trouble, then discipline needs to start at home. That's not what we do at school.
All right, again, so we're going to see probably the same reoccurring thing. Teachers don't have a problem with the kids.
Right.
It's when they get back to you guys, man.
Just want to let you know, teacher assistants have been furloughed 10 days. We make poverty level salary as it is. You've got to understand, single mom just can't do it on a poverty level. Hey, get it together. I have valuable things to do with my own time. Whether it be pouring my heart and energy into lesson plans and creative activities to keep your lazy children attentive in my classroom, or whether it be personal things. Believe it or not, we have a life outside of school. I love kids. That's why I became a teacher. There's nothing in me that gets excited about having to discipline a kid. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye. I just want to say I'm tired of everyone giving us furlough days. I make just enough money each month to pay the bills in the household and buy groceries and maybe have enough for gas, and then you're going to take out $200 out of my paycheck for the month? How about you do something else and cut the administrators pay when they're getting bonuses and they can go on vacations that cost thousands and thousands of dollars?
And Melissa and Jen just both nodding their head yes.
We're both daughters of teachers, and I just think that teachers just, oh my God, I don't understand why they're not the most celebrated profession in this country and the highest paid.
Well, and for more furloughs coming too. I mean, to me, it seems like they're having to do major, major budget cuts. And I just heard this morning that they're having to close 4 schools in Decatur.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Well,
I mean,
budgetary cuts?
Close them. Like, close. Like, nobody
Done.
Works there anymore.
Wow.
You know, and I think they're still trying to decide which ones those are going to be. But yeah, you'd rather take a furlough than everybody get fired, you know?
I am a high school teacher and extremely disappointed with the writing of most of my high school students. At this point, most of them are writing on elementary levels, and with the anticipation of going through college, the worst thing that we are doing as educators is allowing these students to pass through these grades and not give them what they need to be able to function as literate writers. It's very frustrating. Parents don't understand it. It's all about test scores. Policymakers don't understand it. They're not in the classrooms. They're not dealing with these students who don't care, who don't want to be there, who want to make a grade, move on, but don't want to do the work.
Let me step in there for just 1 second and sound like an old guy. Because from time to time, I'll get emails from some of our college interns.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame this on the internet and Twitter right here. But man, it is so bad. Like if some of our college interns are writing resumes or cover letters, the way they are writing emails, professional emails to us, they are never going to get a job.
Correct.
That's usually the first line of defense for me. Like with our collegiate interns, if they can't send me like a complete formal email and be able to email me a resume that looks like a formal resume, I don't even accept them for a phone interview. And then after the phone interview, you know what I'm saying? Like it goes in steps, but that to me is the first line of defense. If you send something that's got misspellings or all lowercase, or you're using C-U-Z instead of because, then it's not going to happen.
It's almost like an age definer now, and I'm not sure what it is. Maybe 28 or older, you're still using capital letters and punctuation. And under 28, you're not.
Well, and the thing is, you say you sound like an old guy, but guess who's hiring you? It is going to be the old guys. Right. So, I mean, I just, that's cute and everything and having slang and doing all this stuff. But when you, you're in the professional world, you have to be professional and be able to adjust to that. You can do the C-U-Z with your friends.
Uh-huh.
But when you're trying to be, trying to get a job, you get to spell it right.
I've been really surprised by that, you know, and these, these students are inevitably going to grow up and be teachers also. So they're learning the basics in school, right? But they're just not applying it in the social networking world. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you have to think about it. Like teenagers now have never grown up without a cell phone or texting.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what life would be like without it.
Right.
I am sick of administration asking why my failure rate is so high when 20% of my students have missed at least 15 days this year.
Parents, if you're going to have your son, daughter in a literature class, do not tell them it's okay to watch the movie instead of reading a book.
No!
Oh, my God.
I used to do that.
Oh, no.
But your parent didn't tell you to do
that. My parent never told me to do it. No, but I did it.
I mean, I failed a test because I watched Gone with the Wind and didn't rate it. Yes, I know. Okay. But yes, Millie Pete never said, well, honey, don't worry about it. Just get the Cliff Notes and watch the movie.
Oh, bad parents.
The Cliff Notes are awesome.
No. I mean, Cliff Notes can help you, but yeah, watch the movie instead of reading the book at all.
But really? The parent saying it is the thing. Of course, you know, I tried it.
It's funny.
First of all, I have a problem with the parent. How in Sam Hill do you have a sixth grader in private school or public school and they can't even read? I have a problem that I have to teach your sixth grader phonics in a private school. Hello? Throwing money at the problem is not going to fix it. You should have sat down with them when they were in kindergarten and first grade and helped your teacher. But no. Everything's always the teacher's fault. That's absolutely ridiculous. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
End of messages.
All right, so sort of the same sentiment there.
Why? I know I'm not a parent, but why have children if you're not actually going to involve yourself in their life? Why have children? Why have children? Just don't have children.
Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I was listening to the teacher vent line, and if teachers are upset about the furloughs or the merit pay system, I really want to urge all teachers, it's Email Your Senator Week. Let them know that you're upset. Get the message out there because there's not a lot that we can do when we don't have unions. So get on Facebook, join Georgians Against Merit Pay, find out information, do anything that you can to let your senators and lawmakers know that they need to stop furloughing us and they need to not let that merit bill get through and become a law. So.
And I would suggest if you write them a letter, go ahead and use capital letters and punctuation, commas and periods and stuff like that.
I think senators respond to correct spelling.
Proper grammar would be good.
Yes.
Hey, Jill, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. I'm a teacher. And when I went to college, I remember one of my teachers telling us a child has a right to his or her own language, except in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So they can punctuate incorrectly and jive and do all that stuff that they want to do while they're kids and while they're with their families and all. But the minute you start in that workforce, I'm sorry, you have to adapt.
People need to tell them that.
But
they do.
How do you adapt if you're not educated to do that?
Or if you're not doing it consistently, right?
If the teachers aren't doing their job and telling them just that, fine, you talk how you want to. But in the workforce, you've got to be like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you got parents who then are saying, well, my child was raised this way and this is how they're supposed to be. Well, fine, but they're not going to get a job.
Mm-mm.
There's a part of me that, I don't know, there's a part of me that doesn't fully, I get where everybody's diverse. But if you're in a classroom or in a workforce, I don't necessarily agree with the teacher saying, well, you can write however you want, you can talk. No, when you're in the classroom, there's a certain standard that should be applied to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that sometimes Bert always uses the word, in sports, like weak or whatever. And sometimes I think we're getting weak in school.
Soft.
Like, you know what?
Yeah.
We're getting too soft in school. I really think so. I think the administration does not let the teachers have the power in the classroom. And that is who you need to be intimidated by your teacher and want to
say. You can't be anymore. They can turn around, they can sue you, and then they go to their parents.
And I think that's horrible. I think that's horrible to do that. I think we're getting soft in school, absolutely.
I agree. And I think we're getting soft as parents, too.
Yeah,
totally.
I do too.
The Burt Show. Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait.
lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.